Well, on the southeastern side, towards the bottom, you have as many as 60,000 Ukrainian troops that are completely surrounded in what the Russians are referring to as a cauldron. That's been going on for several days now. No one knows what the status of those forces is. They're probably running out of water, supplies, ammunition. The Russians would prefer that they surrender. Some have. But there may be pressure now to end this, which would result in the mass slaughter of some 60,000 troops. And I don't think the Russians are interested in that. I think what the Russians are interested in is what you see. They've gone to the large population centers. They've tried to avoid the central portion of Ukraine, because that's the agricultural area. In fact, Russian troops have been told to stay out of the fields. The Russians realize that we're on the verge of spring planting in Ukraine. They're not interested in destroying the wheat and barley crops at all. They would prefer to see that go ahead. So the issue for the Russians right now is that everything worth controlling is controlled. This notion that you hear over and over and over again on television, well, they haven't increased their territorial control. They're not interested in territory. The entire operation from day one was focused on the destruction of Ukrainian forces. That's largely complete, with the exception of those that are still surrounded. They've got a huge problem in Mariupol, which is off to the right, where you have roughly 3,000 of these fanatical fighters in the Azov regiment or battalion, whatever you want to call it, who are refusing to allow any of the civilians in the city to leave. In fact, I saw footage this morning of these Ukrainian Azov troops telling the population there, you can't leave, even though the Russians had opened a corridor for humanitarian assistance and evacuation. Again, these things are not reported in the West because it tends to damage the narrative. So my great concern is the determination to annihilate the Azov crowd that could result in real destruction in Mariupol, which would be terrible for the people there. But again, one doesn't know what the thinking is at higher levels. I suspect there's a desire to end this, get this over with. But as long as Zelensky stalls, the more Ukrainian forces will be killed.